sowing and reaping. There's something in the seminar that is very, very dear to me, and I know in every seminar that I make a point, of course, I emphasize it because of what it's meant to me, but I always mention that there's a season to sow, there's a season to reap, but we don't do both in the same season. When I say that to people, you know, they seem to walk away at least with an intellectual understanding that, yeah, that's true. But somehow I don't feel that they actually take and they do it long enough. They don't sow long enough. The farmer understands it. They go out and they sow the seeds. After a period of time, they know that that's the one season. And then the next season, they go out and they reap it. And then, of course, by putting both of those together and doing them to the best of their ability, in other words, do the best you can to sow it, nourish it, preserve it, take care of it, look after it, you know that the next season you're going to get a great crop. For me, the sowing was the 5 years that I spent at the seminars. There was no money. I had to pay my own way. And I understood that, of course. So I spent 5 years sowing it. And believe me, there was many, many times that I was checking to see whether or not there was anything growing. And you have a tendency to lose faith a lot. But I know now that when I speak to an individual about that, I can say it with conviction. I can say it with commitment. Because, you see, I spent the season sowing. I, of course, have, as far as the season of reaping, it's been more reaping than there has been sowing. It just seems that it comes back tenfold. I remember an expression I've heard time and time again, where the laborers are very few, but the harvest is great. And I believe, again, that's a result of a person's ignorance, that they believe because they do something today, they should benefit tomorrow. We don't know when the season of reaping is, but we do know when the season of sowing is. And that's every living, breathing moment that we have an opportunity to provide a service or put the best into what we're doing. We know then that the result is guaranteed. That's what the law of compensation is based on. You take care of the sowing, something far greater. The universe will respond in like kind in perhaps another season. I don't know when that season might be, but I do know that it must respond in like kind, and you will reap what you sow. So that's been very important to me.
We can reason, I said, two ways. We can reason inductively, and we can reason deductively. Do you know the moment that you begin to entertain a new idea, if your conditioning is evaluating that idea, you may reject that idea only because of your old conditioning. But chances are even good that a person who has experienced a lot of good results in their life, when they're presented with a constructive idea, their conditioning will evaluate that idea as a good constructive idea to move on to another dimension in their life. Think about it this way. Inductively, we have the ability to gather what is called facts. I'm going to give you a good example. There was a man one time who took a $5 bar of iron. And with that $5 bar of iron, he started to really think, what can I do with it? Well, what have they done with it so far? Well, they use it as a paperweight. They use it to keep a door open. But he started to really think. He was using his inductive factor, his critical factor, his logical factor, his creative nature. He was using that to figure out, what can I do with this $5 bar of iron? In other words, he was thinking. And he started to put some facts together as to what he could do with this $5 bar of iron. That's what he found. He found a way to make kitchen cutlery by using and gathering facts and gathering information and bringing from the spiritual plane by bringing thought. The greatest power in all creation, power of thought. And he started to pull in these thoughts to figure out, what can I do with this $5 bar of iron? He found a way to make kitchen cutlery. And he sold it for $250. But someone else came along, and they gathered one more piece of information. They started to gather a little more information. I can do something more with that $5 bar of iron. And they arrived at a premise. What's a premise? It's an idea. Science approach every subject with an idea or the premise